This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Immunoadsorption shows no benefit for long COVID in randomized trial. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Giorgi Pakakaze, MD, MPhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence, a randomized controlled trial published in the Lancet Regional Health Europe, has found that immunoadsorption therapy provides no significant benefit for patients with post-COVID syndrome. The crossover trial, conducted across multiple centers in Germany, compared the blood filtration treatment against sham procedures in 60 patients with persistent COVID-19 symptoms. Key takeaways: immunoadsorptions showed no significant reduction in long COVID symptom burden compared to sham treatment. 60 patients with post-COVID syndrome participated in the randomized crossover trial across German centers. Results challenged the rationale for using blood filtration therapies in long COVID treatment protocols. Study at a glance: 60 patients participated in the first randomized trial testing immunoadsorption for long COVID treatment. Response in post-COVID syndrome trial, symptom burden reduction comparison. Between treatments, 60 total patients sent, significant benefit, 2026 publication year source, The Lancet Regional Health, Europe, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Trial design addresses treatment uncertainty. The German research team designed a crossover trial to test whether immunoadsorption, a blood filtration technique that removes antibodies and immune complexes, could alleviate post-COVID syndrome symptoms. According to the study authors in the Lancet Regional Health Europe, the treatment was hypothesized to work by removing potentially harmful autoantibodies that some researchers believe contribute to long COVID pathophysiology. The crossover design allowed each patient to serve as their own control, receiving both active immunoadsorption treatment and a sham procedure in random order. This approach, recommended by WHO guidance on post-COVID condition research, helps eliminate patient-to-patient variability that can confound results. Primary endpoint shows no significant difference. The trial's primary outcome measured changes in symptom burden using validated assessment scales for post-COVID syndrome. Researchers found no statistically significant difference between immunoadsorption and sham treatment sessions in reducing overall symptom severity. This finding aligns with recent research highlighting the complexity of long COVID pathophysiology, as documented in studies published in PubMed's long COVID literature. The results suggest that simple antibody removal may not address the multi-system nature of post-COVID syndrome, which affects an estimated 65 million people worldwide, according to WHO estimates. Implications for clinical practice. The negative results carry important implications for clinicians treating patients with persistent COVID-19 symptoms. Immunoadsorption procedures are resource-intensive, requiring specialized equipment and trained personnel, while carrying potential risks, including blood loss and infection. Doctor researchers noted in their discussion that the findings do not rule out all immune-mediated therapies for long COVID, but suggest that non-specific antibody removal approaches may be ineffective. This adds to growing evidence that targeted therapeutic approaches may be necessary for this heterogeneous condition. Research context and future directions. The study represents one of the first rigorous trials testing blood filtration therapies for post-COVID syndrome, addressing a treatment approach that some centers had begun offering despite limited evidence. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has emphasized the need for evidence-based approaches to long COVID treatment. Future research directions suggested by the authors include investigating more targeted immunomodulatory approaches and identifying biomarkers that might predict treatment response in specific patient subgroups. These findings underscore the importance of rigorous clinical trials in evaluating experimental treatments for this emerging condition. Immunoadsorption therapy showed no significant benefit over sham treatment in reducing symptom burden among 60 patients with post-COVID syndrome. Study authors, German Research Consortium, The Lancet Regional Health Europe, 26. What this means. For patients, immunoadsorption should not be considered an effective treatment for long COVID symptoms based on current evidence. For clinicians, Resources should focus on evidence-based symptom management and rehabilitation approaches for post-COVID syndrome. For policymakers, healthcare systems should prioritize funding for proven long COVID treatments while supporting rigorous research into new therapies. Frequently asked questions: what is immunoadsorption therapy? Immunoadsorption is a blood filtration procedure that removes antibodies and immune complexes from the bloodstream. It requires specialized equipment and is typically used for certain autoimmune conditions. Why was this treatment tested for long COVID? Some researchers hypothesize that autoantibodies produced after COVID-19 infection might contribute to persistent symptoms. The theory was that removing these antibodies could improve patient outcomes. What are the current evidence-based treatments for long COVID? Current management focuses on symptom-specific approaches, including graded exercise therapy, cognitive rehabilitation, and medications for specific symptoms like fatigue and brain fog, as recommended by clinical guidelines. The negative trial results reinforce the importance of rigorous evidence standards in long COVID treatment development. As the global medical community continues investigating this complex condition, studies like this provide crucial guidance for clinicians and patients navigating treatment decisions. The research underscores that effective long COVID therapies will likely require precision approaches targeting specific disease mechanisms rather than broad immunomodulatory interventions. Source: Immunoadsorption versus Sham Treatment for Post-COVID Syndrome, a randomized, sham-controlled crossover trial.